interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, my friends. Happy spring. Happy spring. You know, if you are hoping for a fresh look this fresh season, look no further than our friends over at True Color Salon in Vero Beach, the largest salon throughout the Treasure Coast, ample amounts of space for social distancing, and an array of stylists to accommodate every budget and every schedule. That's right. They work into the evenings and on the weekends so they can really help you feel your best. And they have some really fun March specials like the IEYE Rish mask. So if with any treatment throughout March that you do, any facial, any dermaplaning, you can add this wonderful eye treatment that they have for just an extra $5, and it reduces all puffy eyes and those dark circles. It's what they do is remarkable. It's so much more than just hair and nails, and you'll love them at True Colors Salon and Spa. And if I'm not mistaken, once upon a time, they were an entrepreneur of the year with our very own economic development committee for private industries, which is very exciting because here in the studio, we have our director of economic development, Helene Castletime. She's here. We have a lot of things happening. Let's face it. We are fortunate to be in Florida. And we are fortunate to be in the Treasure Coast, and more importantly, in Indian River County, because we have been able to persevere during a very rough 2020, and we're doing a lot to move full steam ahead in 2021. So, Helene, thanks for joining the broadcast today and highlighting some of the things that folks can look forward to.
Right.
As I know for myself, as White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, we have been an award winner, too,
yes.
With the Private Industries Awards as Company of the Year alongside PacMail in 2014 and then as White Glove in 2020.
Right.
However, beyond that, we know that we're growing. The demand is high and we're hiring.
Yes.
And it's fortunate to be a company that's reputable and in the moving and storage arena. That's just one industry. There's so many industries that our community offers up. But knowing that we're of such a caliber that we have to be discerning in the people that we bring in. And we're not the only industry that's hiring right now, right, Helene?
Oh, no, no. You can drive down US 1 and see hiring signs all along US 1, any of the main corridors. Our manufacturers, I was in a meeting with them this morning, and our manufacturers are in hiring mode. And those are really good jobs. Those are full-time jobs with benefits. They're great jobs. United Juice Company, for example, out on 66th Avenue, they're hiring a whole new crew for a third shift.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Like 8 to 12 positions.
That is outstanding.
Yes.
I love hearing positivity like that, and to know that there are a lot of opportunities for our local families. I always look at it not just in the sense that my company is great at White Glove Moving and Storage, but rather my company is so special that we help provide for 50 plus families here in the Treasure Coast. And when you look at it in that vein, it's just a different perception of what you're willing to bring forth and how you want to preserve the staff that you already have.
Right.
And economic development does so much of that for our community. So let's talk a little bit, shall we, about what it is, because you are one arm of our Chamber of Commerce, right?
Right. Correct. We have the Chamber, we have economic development, we have tourism, and we have our Leadership Foundation. So a lot of umbrellas under the chamber. So, yes.
So that does make our Indian River County Chamber unique. And it does, in fact, encompass Vero Beach, Bellsmere, Sebastian. It's
right.
The entire county
north
as a whole.
North to south, east to west.
That's right. And so With that being said, there's a lot of unique opportunities for businesses that are considering relocating to our neck of the woods, you know, providing perpetual sunshine and palm trees to their employees and growing workforce. And we've had some new businesses come to town recently.
Right.
And for those that are established businesses, we have an exciting opportunity to potentially help recruit some new employees.
That's right. We are partnering with Walking Tree Brewery. And
also an award-winning company
through
the private industries.
Yes, indeed. They were Entrepreneur of the Year 1 year, I believe, over by the Vero Beach Regional Airport. And we are helping them promote a job fair on March 29th.
So we're just 9 days out, folks.
Right. And that's a Monday, and it's from 4 to 7. And if you're an employer, it is free for you to get a table. And if you have some open positions, which I'm guessing a lot of employers do, as I've been hearing from our employers. So it is free, but I wouldn't delay because I'm sure that'll get sold out, per se.
Yeah.
Those tables will get used up, I'm sure.
And the pre-registration for employers is required.
It is. So that Walking Tree knows how many employers to expect, how many tables to put out. So they did this a couple of years ago, and it was highly successful.
Wonderful.
So, you know, grab a beer, get a job. There we go.
Only in Indian River County. It's just so special. So it's info@walkingtreebrewery.com. Again, info@walkingtreebrewery.com. For our employers, we have a cap of 40.
Right.
And some spots have already sold out, so time is of the essence. We're 9 days away from the partnership with Walking Tree Brewery for this local job fair from 4 to 7, Monday, March 29th.
Right.
Good news, Helene, that's close to our houses, so we can make it.
I know.
That's perfect.
I know.
I love that.
And it's for any kind of business. You know, I think it may lean towards hospitality, but it's for any kind of business. If you have a job opening, you know, please, we'd love to see you there.
That's a terrific opportunity. And the cost is right.
Yeah, you got it.
It's free as an employer.
That's right.
While also supporting another local business.
Absolutely.
So really, that is the entire notion of the Industry Appreciation Committee. I myself have been serving now on the committee 8 years, if not nine.
Mm-hmm. And former chair.
And a former madam chair, which was my favorite title. Well, aside from Miss Centennial. That was a really cool title, too. And that was a 2-year opportunity.
Yes.
To help head up, because it's not just recognizing the Of the Year awards, which we're about to go through. It also recognizes the architectural enhancements that businesses do. Because let's face it, most of the time when we do those, it's not that it's necessarily going to bring in more dollars. It's
right.
Because you invest in the aesthetics and the overall enhancement of the community when you do these architectural awards that really is about curb appeal, not necessarily inside renovations, which are awesome and appreciated by staff and customers alike. But this is really about the exterior.
Right. And it's an investment in the community as well, because it helps to bring in those tax dollars, you know, and builds up our local tax base. So, you know, it's an investment in the community is what they're doing. So, yeah, we do like to recognize our local companies for those architectural enhancements. And that could be either new construction, a renovation, a historic preservation, that sort of thing. Commercial, we look at residential communities, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, whatever would enhance that neighborhood. It's not just, you know, how pretty that building looks, but what does it do to that neighborhood? What does it do to the community? How walkable? What's the entrance? And is it easy to see from the street? Is it accessible? And that sort of thing. So a lot of considerations.
So let's start exploring some of these, because it really isn't too early to get started. Our committee meets at the first part of the new year, every year, to talk about projects that we know might be in the works. Companies and the things that they've been doing over the holidays or from the gap in the time from the awards to the new year, so that we can really try and make sure that we're honoring and recognizing some of the best of the best. And let's face it, competition gets steep.
Yes, it does.
So the earlier you are recognized and submit, the better off you are, because there's more time for the committee to be able to have to talk about you.
Right.
Rather than all those entries that come in the final week countdown, which happens regularly. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, deadlines are there for a reason.
That's right.
However, there is sometimes a reward. You don't even realize it, but it's that unspoken reward for being early.
Right, right. And what I try to encourage our committee members to do, especially for those architectural awards, is if you have time, take a drive by. You know, go and look at it. And, you know, it really helps. It really does.
Because for architectural, a CO is required by a certain date. And since we're in the new year, what is that date, Helene?
The CO, I believe, has to be... I think we are. I should have written that down. I'm sorry. I want to say August 1st.
Okay.
Is when it needs to be CO'd, or certificate of completion if it's a renovation.
Ah, all right. So that does put its own, if you know you're going to be after that, just think in the back of your mind, hey, I want my project to be considered then for the 2022, which sounds foreign to even say aloud already, since we're only in the first quarter still of 2021. Yet that is just the reality, because it's a firm deadline that is put forth. So if you're going to likely be after August 1, that's what we're looking at. But if you're going to be before, by all means, let's start talking.
Or if you've already finished, you know, last fall, you finished up your program, we'd love to talk to you.
That's right. Because if you finish after, just say, August 1 of 2020, that means you weren't eligible for that year's, but you are now registered, or opportunity is presented itself.
Absolutely.
Okay. So with the architectural, we do a variety of different awards. There's going to be for-profit and non-profit.
Right. Mm-hmm. We even look at government buildings.
Which is its own separate category.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Historical is its own separate category.
Right.
Renovations, kind of like small, medium, and large almost, right? You go off of square footage.
Right.
Because
it's
simply not fair for a renovation of a hospital to compete against the renovation of a downtown restaurant.
Right. Right.
She's so reasonable, folks. She's so thoughtful.
We try to be flexible, you know.
And then we have the of the years, which are some of my favorite, because these really lend itself to being the best of the best in a certain category almost.
Right, right.
So we'll start with manufacturer of the year.
Sure, sure. And what we do for manufacturer, we look at the success within their industry, of course, but how much of their product is actually shipped out of the area, not just out of Florida, but maybe out of the country, you know, their exports, and how much of their raw materials is purchased either locally or within the state, that sort of thing. Where do they source their materials? And then their work environment as well. So that one's a little bit different as to the things that we consider, but it's still important nonetheless.
And then beyond that, if in fact they win Manufacturer of the Year, they could potentially be submitted for awards even higher going along.
Oh, sure, sure. In next, you know, other years, not the same year. Right.
So just know that in the economic development world, there's just so many layers of opportunity to be highlighted. And that certainly makes sense, because you want people to feel as though we appreciate, and we do.
Right.
The stimulus that they bring to the local economy, the jobs, and the kudos, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, wouldn't it be nice to be recognized not just by your peers, but by the community as a whole? You know, we send out news releases. You know, we talk about it on the radio. We do e-newsletters. We just blast it out everywhere we can to recognize our companies here in Indian River County.
I love that. And then also, of course, is Company of the Year, small, medium, and large.
Right, right.
And that's based on employee size, right?
Right, right. Because similar to architectural, you don't want a small company, like 10 employees, competing with somebody who's got 1,000 employees. I mean, obviously, their opportunities are
apples
a lot.
Apples and oranges.
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
But to that point, so the criteria is very simple. The application process is very simple. None of them are beyond 2 pages, right?
Right. It's very user-friendly.
And we do reward for those who purchase and support local. That is a big component of these of the years.
It
makes a big difference because, again, you know, we know that it's a circle a right. beautiful circle that helps keep everything moving and flowing. So speaking of company of the year, so small is typically 20 or 25 and under.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Medium is that 21 to 26 and 50, up to 50 kind
50,
of, right?
50, 60, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And then your large is going to be anything above and beyond that.
Right.
And one of our sponsors of the program, Caliber Home Loans, was in fact a company of the year, small company of the year. Mm-hmm. They're headquartered right here in Vero Beach with offices in Melbourne, Vero, and Port St. Lucie. They are local. They use local appraisers, and they never sell the loans that they provide. So that really gives a lot of opportunity if you are, in fact, in the market, especially with some stimulus dollars in the way and tax money coming, that this would be the time to be pre-approved so that if you are ready to buy a home and home ownership is in your future, you can fall in love with the house and be ready to go because the market and the inventory is so low that if you're not ready, you will miss out. It's just that simple. So Caliber Home Loans, thank you for your sponsorship and congratulations again for being a small company of the year. We're here in the studio with Helene Castletine, our Director of Economic Development for Indian River County on the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses. There's much more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Pack your bags and move to tradition, Port St. Lucie's most popular area. GHO's Lake Park is a 55-plus active adult neighborhood. Relax in two clubhouses and walk Rufus to the dog park. Right now, there are four move-in ready homes and more that will be ready before summer. Three bedroom, two baths with over 1,800 square feet in the low 300s. For more information about Lake Park, GHO's newest 55-plus active adult neighborhood, visit ghohomes.com/Lake Park.
Riverside Theater presents Live in the Loop and the Comedy Zone. Live in the Loop Outdoor Grill and Bar offers outdoor dining with live music plus indoor dining with comedy and the Wax Lax this weekend. Strict CDC and state guidelines will be followed, including reduced public capacity and face mask use. Cleanliness and hygiene safety have been reinforced. Enjoy a thrilling evening with live music, uproarious adult stand-up comedy, and dining at Riverside Theater. For details and to obtain tickets, visit riversidetheater.com.
Your business needs exposure on the internet. Google, YouTube, social media, and a great website. Get help you can afford right here on the Treasure Coast. Go to www.mostmarketing.net. That's www.mostmarketing.net. Start growing your business today. Go to www.mostmarketing.net. The Bottle Shop, liquor, wine from France, Italy, Spain, and California. They even do deliveries and parties. Are you planning an event? Bottle Shop provides liquor and wine on consignment. Pay for the booze you use. They deliver anywhere on the island, hotel rooms too. The Bottle Shop, next to the Boiler Bar, both on Ocean Drive in Vero Beach. The Bottle Shop, 772-231-0277.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, everyone. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Welcome to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. What a great community we live in. Shout out to my friends over at Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza in Vero Beach. You can get manicures, pedicures, waxing, lash extensions, and simple, quick style of your hair. So you can get it all done, you know, while your nails are drying. You can get a quick little pamper and bam, you're out the door feeling fresh and foxified. Thank you to Foxy Nails. We appreciate you. I did a fresh look. It's like a blend of spring and with a touch of green. It covers all my, you know, March needs because no one was going to pinch me, folks. No, it wasn't going to happen. So thank you to Foxy Nails. TreasureCoast.com, a digital platform where you can find out all of the cool events that you want to be a part of. You can vet businesses and see who's who throughout the Treasure Coast. TreasureCoast.com. They're also the parent of the various breaking news platforms on Facebook. So Breaking News Fort Pierce, Vero Beach, Port St. Lucie, Martin County, Stewart, North Palm Beach and Jupiter. And they really keep it up to date and fresh. It's a great outlet for advertising, but more importantly, for just making sure that your message is shared with a number of different eyes. I love treasurecoast.com. Thank you for being a media partner with us. We're here in the studio with Helene Castletine. She is our Director of Economic Development here locally for Indian River County, one arm of our local chamber. And we're talking about the Industry Appreciation Awards, which is set for Thursday, October 28th. Yes, it seems far away, yet we are already accepting nominations,
right? We sure are.
In the first part of the show, we talked about the various architectural recognitions that folks can have, from new construction to residential, remodels, governmental, historic, what have you. And then we covered the Manufacturer of the Year and the Company of the Year, all small, medium, and large. Yet there's a couple of new ones, too, like our Veteran-Owned Business of the Year.
Right, right. And, you know, we thought it was important to recognize our veterans. You know, the Chamber has been doing this for a while, but we thought, you know, with this program, it was really important. The considerations are very similar to Company of the Year, except it's obviously veteran-owned business.
One must have served.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And then that is different, in fact, from our Minority Business of the Year.
Right. With Minority Business, and it can be any type of minority. It could be gender-related. It could be ethnic minority. At least 51% owned by a minority is defined by Florida statute. Again, some of the considerations are the same. You know, their community involvement, their work environment, what
local
they give
sourcing.
Back. Local sourcing, yes. You know, what they give back and that sort of thing. But, you know, it's a little bit different than a regular Company of the Year.
Indeed. And then lastly, for the of the years, which I think is the most inspiring, is the Entrepreneur of the Year.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree.
So they have to be in business less than 5 years, but more than one, because you have to like do a comparison.
Right, right. You have to give a little history to see where your growth was and how you've performed. And then what we also ask is what kind of hoops did you have to jump through?
Ah.
What kind of hurdles did you have to overcome? And those stories are just amazing. So, yeah.
So these are all things as you're passively listening, folks, and driving along that we hope that you think about and know that we want your self-nominations or the nominations
Absolutely.
Of those that you might know. And you don't have to actually be an Indian River Chamber member in order to submit, correct, Helene?
That's correct. Now, certainly, we would hope at some point you might consider
this is
being
valid.
Involved with the chamber. But no, it is not a requirement.
I love my chamber membership. I'm an ambassador.
Yes.
I'm the longest-lasting YPNer.
Oh, right.
I started the Young Professionals when I was 19, and I'm still not yet 40, so I'm the longest lasting. I'm 16 years deep.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of a fun fact?
Yeah, it is a fun fact.
Way to go, White Glove Moving and Storage. You sure know how to hire them. and of course, this event, which again will be Thursday, October 28th, the deadline for submissions will be in September, is all put together compliments of Florida Power and Light as
yes.
the signature sponsor.
Right, right. And this is a signature event for our chamber. We're going into our 33rd program year.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes, yes. So,
And so if folks want to submit, Helene, how do they reach out?
Well, all the nomination forms are on our economic development website, which is IndianRiverED.com, or call us at the Chamber, 567-3491. We'd be happy to email it out to you.
Wonderful. Helene, thank you so much for all you do for economic development.
Thank you.
Folks, you've been listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Until next week, cheers.